Time now for a Rural Solutions Technology Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in Madison, and my favorite show of the year. Last week was my favorite show of the year, but this is my favorite show of the year, Teresa. And John.
It is. Well, it's your favorite show of the year so far.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's going to be our best one, no matter how it turns out, of the year. Happy New Year, everybody, by the way.
Yeah,
yes. Happy New Welcome Year. Welcome to 2022.
This is the show everyone has been talking about all week long, John.
Everybody.
Since last week.
I'm sure all over the county and the area, they're just waiting with bated breath.
Waiting to hear how John's going to predict the future of technology in 2022.
Yep, and I walked in here with my secured briefcase full of my important documents, and this is the first it's been exposed to the country.
Oh my gosh!
Really, seriously though, it's I look forward to this every year, John. I don't know who thought of this, Teresa. Maybe?
I think you did. I did. I don't know.
We have fun with it though.
Yep.
And if you guys remember last week, I got my best grade yet.
We remember. Yeah. He hasn't forgotten for sure.
I probably won't either.
And he predicted 2021 pretty much right on the nose there what was going to happen in the technology world in 2021. Now we're going to go see what he thinks is going to happen in 2022.
Right.
Right, Teresa?
We better get at it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I wish we had a drum roll or something. All right, John, I'm going to turn the floor over to you and tell us what's going to happen this year in the technology world.
Well, sometime in 2022, this is number one, you'll probably have a 5G-capable phone. You know, if you're getting a new phone, if your plans are updated by the end of 2022. But don't expect 5G to be out here in this area.
Still, huh?
For quite a while. I've been watching this as it's been going. Right now, if you look at the map in our area, you've got some area in the metro and then some areas in Fargo and then nothing else in between. Mm. But what they're doing...
We're just rocks and cows, right?
Yeah, I guess. it's a loophole thing. They want to be called nationwide 5G carriers. So to get 5G, you have to have three different bands, a low, medium, and a high frequency band to all work together to give you that super speed and that range and everything. Well, right now, they're rolling out the low frequency one in these metro areas so they can get their 200 million people. So if you look at the pictures on the United States, there's all the cities have big spots on. And that's the 5G network, but it's not fast. It's only, you know, it's just the beginning stages. I'm thinking it's going to be 5 years before we have true 5G out here at the earliest. So that's my thing there.
Wow. And I thought that was going to be way ahead of the schedule. What's the hang up?
Just the cost of updating. And, you know, they're advertising it as 5G is here. It's not. You know, I mean, yes, 5G, technically, one of the frequencies is available and your phone will work on it, but it's not any faster yet. But in these areas where it is, it's going to just start reaching out and getting all three frequencies working together to give us the speeds we want.
Okay.
So, number two, this is kind of a, I don't know, this is one that, well, we'll see. It's more political than anything, but if you haven't heard of Section 230 yet, you probably will by the end of 2022.
What is that?
That's the law that takes all liability away from the Facebooks and the Amazons for bad information, bad products. You know, let's say I see this chair I got to have on Amazon, and then I order it, and it comes and it's like 3 inches tall. You know, you've heard stories of that. Somebody getting this little tiny chair or little tiny blanket that's nothing like the advertisement was. Yeah. Well, because of Section 230, I can go after the merchant, the individual person that sold that on me, you know, if I wanted to get something,
false advertising.
But can't touch Amazon. You can't touch Facebook for things posted on it. You know, they're just
trying to protect a platform. The big countries.
Yeah.
The big companies.
And so I predict there's going to be a lot of attempts at changing legislation on this because of, you know, there's a lot of power those companies have.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything's going to come of it. So I think we're going to hear a lot about Section 230 on the news in the next year.
Interesting. We'll see if that happens next December 31st.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
When we judge John. Hey, no. We should name that show the last show in the of the year.
We should.
Judge John show.
Oh, you guys are so judgy. Okay. Anyway, number three. I don't know if you heard about this new Facebook. You know, they're changing their name to Meta.
Yeah.
It's
just at the corporate office, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's not going to change anybody's life in the next year. One thing that I do think we're going to see, and I've said this before. I didn't say it last year, and that's why I got a good grade. But you're going to see more things with AR and VR. That's augmented reality and virtual reality. Virtual being, I'm in a different world because I have these glasses or this mask on, and I don't see anything but this virtual world.
How does that fit with Facebook and stuff?
Well, an augmented is I can see the world around me plus other things too. Their Meta thing that they're trying to work towards, it's kind of silly, but you see these futuristic shows where everybody is just virtually, they have all these, what's it called? My avatar. Mm-hmm. You know, we just be avatars sitting in this room, and I would be, I don't know, laying on my couch eating grapes, and I'd be in a... we'd be doing this in our virtual studio, and we're just talking, and, you know, in our augmented reality, we're all sitting together here, but in reality, we're all different places.
Yep. So it's like a Zoom meeting on steroids.
Yeah. And
that was well described.
And so, you know, it's just going to, and some of this is sped up, brought to by the, you know, more people working from home and all these things. I don't know. We could do a show or two on that, and I'd like to talk about it. It's interesting, just so people know what the heck they're talking about, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to most people.
Right.
Number four, Windows 11. I think it's going to slowly gain market share, but don't drop everything and run to go get it, I would say.
Yeah.
Has it been released? We talked about that
before. Yeah, it was released in October, and it's been rolling out to people, so you'll get notice that your computer's ready, or you'll get notice that your computer is not eligible for the update because it doesn't have the correct specs.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So as of December, 9% of Windows or of PCs were running Windows 11. That kind of shows you how fast these, there's so many people that jump and get the newest stuff right away.
And pretty much all the new computers come with Windows 11. You can, if you really hunt, you can find a computer with Windows 10, or you can downgrade when you're purchasing. You can, work in that situation, or you can downgrade it when you get it. But as it stands, most new computers will come with Windows 11.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, interesting facts, Windows 10 is 82% of computers. 13% still run Windows 7.
Wow.
Which is out of date, and out of support.
No more updates, yeah.
And Windows 8.1 is 3%, and then Windows 11 is at 9 right now. So
I did get those numbers for John, and they don't add up to 100.
Okay. Right. Well, but there's other people that run Macs and other things. So
no, it's more than 100.
Oh, it's more than 100. Yeah. Okay.
But that's, from the best data that I could find, that was kind of the estimate. So.
But Windows 10 support does not end until 2025. So if your computer is working good, you don't have to worry about anything, in this year. So we're going to probably see that number of 11 being about 30% by the end of the year. So that's something that's going to be, a thing. So, all right.
So, but by the end of 2022, will we be able to buy a new computer with Windows 10 on it?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's how they get their market share up. Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be some Christmas specials when they're trying to get rid of the old hardware that's not so good.
But those go, yeah.
They'll sell some on the super rebate sales and whatever just to get rid of product. Okay. But that's kind of what I see happening on there.
They're not going to build any new ones with Windows 10.
Okay, we got one more here, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's going to be, I think there's going to be more and more social media sites that are, we've got, Twitter, We've got, well, YouTube, I guess, is social media.
Facebook?
Facebook is probably the king right now of social media. And I think you're going to see...
For old people.
Yeah, that's right.
Young people are laughing.
Instagram, all these different things. But we're going to see more and more new ones coming out. You know, we've already heard that there's a Truth Social coming out. That's the one that, that Trump was going to work on. And then Getter... G-E-T-T-R. Oh. That's kind of like a Twitter alternative things like that. So you're going to see more and more of them. They're going to have all kind of cool, funky names.
And let's see which one catches on.
Yeah.
And explodes.
I think at this time next year, it's going to be the same as it is now.
Don't you think like Facebook and Twitter will gobble them up right away or buy them right away?
I don't think they're going to do that because they have to change policies. Yeah,
these ones that are trying to get some footing are trying to be alternatives to Facebook and Twitter and the popular ones.
But just the vast market share they have, I don't see people moving away. People don't like to have to learn new things. You know, face it.
Yep, that's right.
Especially when they're relaxing at the end of the day and talking to their friends. They don't want to change.
Okay, quickly, in a minute, recap your top ones then real quick.
Okay, you will probably have a 5G compatible phone by the end of this next year, but it probably won't get 5G. I know it won't. Section 230, that's that one about protecting the big companies. You're going to hear about it on the news. It's not going to change. Facebook Meta. All that's going to do is bring out some really cool games you can download. I mean, that's how that's going to be. Windows 11, don't rush out and get it, but we'll probably be selling new computers with it.
What percentage do you think Windows 11 will be at the end of the year?
I'm thinking 30.
Oh, that all? That's all? Okay.
That's kind of my guess. And then finally, social media sites will come and go, but I think the big ones are going to stick around.
All right. There you have it, Teresa. What do you think?
I think he did pretty good.
All right. I can't wait till the last show of 2022.
Well, let's enjoy the year before we
We got a whole year.
Yes, we do.
All right. Good job, John. That was fun.
Well, thanks.
All right. If people have questions or comments about what John just predicted there, how can they contact you?
Well, come on in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, and we're across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can call us at 320-698-4747.
As usual, you can also send us emails, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks,
Paul.
Good show. John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.